I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself. Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For over 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death, and so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. When I woke up this morning, I had just had an incredible dream. I was working one of my old catering jobs, and this handsome man showed up on the scene, and he said that he was a listener of every single one of my podcasts. Now, in my original podcast, We Don't Die Radio, I have 400 episodes, and here on Shades of the Afterlife, well, we are approaching 150. So that is a lot of listening. And he met me for the very first time face to face. He worked the day with us, this catering business, and my mom gave me the seal of approval. She liked him. And of course, by this time, anybody who worked so hard and listened to all my episodes, I thought, well, maybe he's a keeper. Then I had the opportunity to introduce him to my dad. Now, mom is still alive, but dad is deceased. What happened next was my dad opening his arms to me, giving me the most real and loving hug as if he were still alive. I don't know what happened to the possible boyfriend, but that piece of the dream was so real to me that that told me that was Dad saying hello and letting me know that he loved me. Dreams are funny. Yes, it would be nice to have a handsome man show up who fell in love with me because of all these episodes. But the important thing is the reality of the most important part, and that was with my dad. It was distinct from all the other parts of the dream. When I woke up this morning, I actually felt like I had just had a big hug from my dad. Dreams are interesting. When they are negative, that is our subconscious at work. When they are real and you can remember them, remember the love, it could be a big smile on your face. That is a real visitation, I believe. Where are we going to go today on this episode? Well, I'd like to get into
electronic voice phenomena a bit more, let you hear some examples, and give you some ideas how you can start recording. Why? Because lately, many listeners have wanted to communicate with their loved ones. Now, we can communicate with our loved ones at any time. They can hear us. The problem is, we cannot hear them. It's hard for us to trust when a song comes on the radio that was our favorite song. Hard to trust that that's really our loved one. They may plant some pictures and some memories in our mind that come out of the blue, and it's hard to trust that that's really them. I would like to introduce you to some people who have had luck recording EVPs. The recordings are a little bit older. I'm not sure if you'll be able to understand the EVPs, so I will do my best to tell you what I hear, and then we can go from there. I have a lovely book in my hands called I'm Still Here, written by Martha Copeland. And on the back of the book, it says, I'm Still Here chronicles the compelling true story of a parent's deepest pain, losing a child, and the remarkable healing journey resulting in actual contact beyond life's veil. Despite the apparent finality of death from an automobile accident, Kathy has managed to transmit messages to her mother and others via audio segments captured on various voice recording equipment. Electronic voice phenomena, or EVP, is just the process by which communications with our deceased loved ones are possible. EVP is just beginning to be understood, yet it has been experienced by people all over the world since the advent of modern electronic devices. Through the use of EVP, Martha discovered that friendships evolving in the physical world are the result of our loved ones' efforts to contact us from the spiritual world. Stories shared from other mothers in this book validates that we belong to what our loved ones in the spiritual world refer to as the big circle. The big circle includes our loved ones in the spiritual world as well as their loved ones in the physical world here on earth. After reading this book, you will never again be able to view the world through just your physical eyes. You will learn to see with your spiritual eyes as well. Behind every tragedy, there is a divine plan that we do not realize that we are actually learning and growing from these tragedies. Through the use of EVP, we have come to realize that our loved ones in the spiritual world are trying to contact us. And it's time now to remove the Do Not Disturb sign off heaven's door. We'll talk a little bit more about the big circle as we continue on. And also, one website that I think you should put at the very top of your list if you're interested in recording EVPs is atransc.org, which stands for the Association of Trans Communication, atransc.org. I'd like to play a short clip now, and you can hear Martha Copeland talking about Kathy. And then we'll get into some other people and we'll hear some EVPs.
My name is Martha Copeland. And back in 2001, my daughter, Kathy, was involved in a terrible accident with my niece, Rachel. And after the accident, the two girls made a pact that if one of them should ever die, the one in the spiritual world would come back and let the one in the physical world know they were okay. Unfortunately, 3 weeks later, on December 23rd, 2001, my daughter was involved in a fatal accident. It was 5 months later that my niece called me and she said, Aunt Martha, I've got Kathy's voice on my computer. Naturally, I thought because she was grieving, because they were cousins but also best friends. She was just grieving and, you know, I said, okay, well, that's really wonderful, Rachel. But then my sister got on the phone and she said, no, you need to come over here. It's Kathy's voice. So I went over there and when she played the recording, you could hear Kathy saying, I'm still here. And then there was a male voice that followed saying, how do you know they can hear you? And you can imagine how shocked and actually thrilled I was to hear it. It was just unbelievable that I could hear my daughter's voice again. Rachel told me about the pack at that time that they had made, and she started laughing, saying what Kathy at the time told her, said, if I should go first, I'm going to write cat, cat, cat all over your computer screen. So Rachel said she was in bed that night, and she was thinking about the pack, and she started crying because she missed Kathy. And she got out of bed, and she turned on the computer and found something about EVP, electronic voice phenomena. And she started trying to get Kathy through the computer. And she tried for many, many hours and didn't have any success. So she finally tried one more time. And when she did, she got Kathy's voice saying, I'm still here. I had mothers that would come to my house, and they had lost children. And we started recording together. And in time, with much work, each mother was able to get their child's voice in the recordings. A mother in the group started emailing me, Karen Mossy, and I started picking up her son Rob's recordings, his voice in my recordings. My recorders sometimes just mysteriously turn on by themselves. And one example is when I left my house one time and I forgot Kathy's dog Doja was in the house. When I returned home, he had made this huge mess, I mean, gigantic mess in my house. And I picked up my recorder, and when I played it, I could hear Kathy's voice saying, Doja, no, like she's scolding the dog.
I have the recording of Doja, no, and I'm going to play it for you three times. See if you can hear it. Doja, no. This next mom you're going to hear from is Deborah Caruso.
Hey, we were on vacation in Mexico, and we had a fatal car crash. Mm-hmm. My son died, and my daughter was critically injured. My daughter was in a coma, and when she woke up, I had to tell her that her brother died. And her first words were, he can't be dead. He speaks to me every day. I just was really happy because I knew that he was around, and I was always looking for signs that my son was around. I would receive dimes, feathers, and actually when you're a mom and you're looking for your child, you accept anything as a sign. And one day I took a picture, it had 3 sevens on it, and I'm sure it was a camera malfunction, but to me it was a sign. So I asked people their opinion, and someone had told me as we were speaking about paranormal pictures, and she said, you know, if you talk into a recorder, someone might answer you, and you might be able to talk to your son. My first reaction was, this can't be true. So I went home, and I turned on the sound recorder of my computer. When I learned how to listen for voices, as you record more, you learn to hear. I went back to my first recording, and my son was on it. He was the next voice speaking. So after that, I got little bits and pieces, and someone came and said, speak to her, a woman. And then I heard Ma, and then I knew after that. After that, he talked to me all the time. Then I realized, that's my son, and once you know, you just talk. Now it's right, you just go, Joe. <It's>
So this is a recording she got of her son, Joey, saying, Ma, I love you, Ma. I love you. I am certain that these are not going to be really easy for you to hear. I am hoping that you hear a recording from a recording. If you're a parent recording these EVPs, spending hours and hours and hours listening, you have an advantage. Also, if you wear headphones. We have to use common sense, of course, and look for the intelligence of the messages. I'm going to give you a few links now, just so you can always refer back to the very first segment here. Again, atransc.org, also messagesfromthebigcircle.org, the books There Is No Death and There Are No Dead by Tom and Lisa Butler, the book I'm Still Here by Martha Copeland. And if you make your way to YouTube, type in Sherry Pearl EVP video. So we'll go on to the break. We're going to hear more examples, some of my experience, and more. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Shades of the Afterlife coming right up.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey folks, we need your music. Hey, it's producer Tom at Coast to Coast AM, and every first Sunday of the month, we play music from emerging artists just like you. If you're a musician or a singer and have recorded music you'd like to submit, it's very easy. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Emerging Artist banner in the carousel, follow the instructions, and we just might play your music on the air. Go now to coasttocoastam.com to send us your recording. That's coasttocoastam.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Dr. Sky, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. I forgot to mention earlier, my heart goes out to anyone who has lost a loved one. Of course, they're not lost. They're still with us. As Martha Copeland says, I'm still here. It's the title of her book. But I know how painful grief is, and I cannot even imagine the pain from a child passing. If you look up Helping Parents Heal, that's a really good resource for parents. And also, of course, come to me and my website I'll tell you about at the end, and you can have a free copy of my book. And I have much help on grief in that as well. So I'd like to continue on with some stories from parents and EVPs. The next is Terry Daner, her story about her son, Jeff.
On April 15th, 2005, our son passed. Jeff was in a tragic accident in L.A., in an automobile accident. Jeff had performed in the Shriners Circus at the Shriners Auditorium in L.A. Jeff was extremely close to all the cats. They were like his kids. The morning he passed, the tiger he carried on his shoulders started to cry, as if she knew what had happened to Jeff. All the other cats started crying. They cried all night. They knew Jeff had passed. The following week, after the memorial service on April 21st, 2005, Dave, his dad, and I were walking through the cat barn. I had a small J300 recorder. We were giving the cats closure, stopping at each set of cat cages. I had taken the recorder out when walking through the cat barn and recorded cats puffering and talking to me. After returning home, I got out the little recorder and listened to all the cats puffering and roaring. To my amazement, I hear, "Hi, Mom." "Jeff, my son." I was so excited, happy. Words cannot express how I felt.
I have that recording. I'll play it three times of Jeff saying, "Hi, Mom."
"Hi, Bob. Hi, Bob. Hi, Bob."
"Hi, Mom. I call it manna, a godsend. I know now that he is in a good place and that one day I will join him there, God willing. I miss you, Jeff. I love you. We love you, Mom and Dad."
Next, I'd like to play some words from Vicki Talbot, who was speaking at a conference in Atlanta, Georgia back in 2006. Believe it or not, I was at that conference and I was heavy duty into recording EVPs at that time. So this recording is Vicki Talbot as she's presenting at the conference. So it's going to make it a little bit more difficult to hear it, but I think you can understand it.
"My son Braden and his best friend Jim were in a kayaking accident, and they actually never returned. That was in March of 2001. Then I started hearing from him on my answering machine, surprisingly enough, saying things like, 'What up?' And Jim came through saying, 'I'll come again.' We started taking spirit photography and thought every single orb we got was Braden or Jim. And then we decided we'd explore electronic voice phenomenon. So we looked on a websites and we found the American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena. And I joined the big circle. And right after I joined the big circle and introduced myself and Braden, they came back with, 'Hey, we've heard from Braden. We have EVP mentioning Braden.' And they proceeded to pile them on me. And I thought, well, if they can get him and he can come on my answering machine, then I can get him. So I went out and bought a recorder and started recording."
"This is one of my first messages from Braden, and I liked it because it had been quite a few years since we actually contacted one another. It's a bit distorted, but it came along with validating information that it was him."
This first one is, "I missed you. I missed you."
"The next one. The next one is a good one. This is for Martha from Kathy. I got it at my house, and Martha wasn't recording at the time. She was too busy preparing for the conference a couple of years ago. And I picked up Kathy saying, 'Brain turd.' And I immediately emailed Martha, and she emailed me back and said, 'You're not going to believe this, but I was just telling my sister, was it Donna or Donna, that I was having a major brain turd about the conference.' So you'll hear Kathy say 'brain turd,' and then at the end, another female says 'owie,' and I don't know what that means. I don't know who hurt whom, but..."
"Brain turd. Owie. Brain turd. Owie. Brain turd. Owie."
"And Braden likes to say that he loves us, and here he is saying, 'I love Mom, Mom.'" Here's Jim, and this is particularly typical of Jim's voice. It's from the DR-60, and the DR-60 has a tendency to be a bit raspy. But here he's talking to his mother and saying, "Mom, it's Jim with Braden." And the next one, we're all the big circle. That was a very strange sounding voice, and it came at the end of a rather long clip of about 9 minutes and 11 seconds, and I had forgotten to turn the recorder off. Some of it was clear, but most of it was Class C or worse. Here's a female.
This one, she believes, says, "Hey, I know Braden."
I know Braden. I know Braden. I know Braden.
That was done out at the lake, and there was no one else around, and we got a couple of this same person speaking. That's me down at the cove. That's where the boys set out, and I'm throwing a rose out. We go down there quite often, actually. Earlier today, we heard a couple of times about how this is a miracle, and they like to let us know that. And the first one isn't all that clear, but they're saying, "See, it's a miracle." And then, again, miracles. And I guess that's how I'd like to end. It is a miracle.
This form of communication definitely is a miracle. And if you couldn't hear these examples, or you're of a skeptical mind and you're not convinced, I have to tell you, I'm not trying to convince you. There are thousands of people who work with EVPs, who have loved ones that are in the other world, that have gotten particular messages, and the more you listen, the more you'll be able to hear them. Let's imagine for a minute that you only spoke English. You don't speak the German language. And if you hear people speaking German, it just sounds like random noises. Well, once you learn German, and all of a sudden you hear people speaking it, you may recognize some words. The same thing holds true with EVPs. I use a digital recorder. I've not had any luck using an iPhone. A lot of people use their computer. The one lady said she got messages on an answering machine. Well, we don't have answering machines too much anymore, but there's different ways they can communicate. What I have learned, or that I believe, is that our loved ones take the sounds within the recorder and they're able to rearrange the sound into words. When I got my very first recording, which I'll play for you in a moment, I was recording raindrops. That was it. Nothing else was going on, just raindrops. I had really wanted to believe EVP was real. I heard some great examples, but unless I could hear it in my own device, I wasn't quite buying it. So I held out my digital tape recorder, was sitting on a bed alone in a cabin in the woods at the Omega Center in New York, and I just said to my loved ones, "If you're here, and this is real, and I'm meant to help people believe in the afterlife, I need you to talk really loud, and then I will say goodnight." So I recorded just 1 minute. That's it. 1 minute recording raindrops. And then when I played it back on second number 46, this is what I hear. Now, I was talking to my deceased grandmother, grandfather, aunt, and uncle, completely thinking I was just talking to myself. And what I hear on this recording is, "Good night, Sandra," in a man's voice. Then two women going, "Good night, good night." And then a man's voice, "Good night." So let's listen. I sure hope you could hear that, but I know you may not have. It's okay. We do the best we can, right? There needs to be some intelligence with the messages, for instance, saying goodnight. I have spent some time on YouTube, and there's a lot of people that claim they've gotten EVPs, and they are what Tom and Lisa Butler would call Class C. Class A is something everybody can hear, loud and clear. Class B, maybe not so much. Class C is you definitely know something is there, but our mind can make up words. So there are plenty of examples, and they say it says one thing. My brain's saying it says something else. So you really want to look for the intelligence behind it. Mom and dads know their kids. They know their manner of speaking. They know the expressions they use. So if they pick up on those, they can make perfect sense. There are people out there who supposedly get messages from long gone movie stars. And I don't quite buy it, because if a movie star wanted to talk to somebody, chances are it would be somebody in their own family, not just a random stranger. People report these negative messages. Well, that sells TV shows, but I've learned the only messages that come through are messages of love and, quite often, messages of humor, because we get to keep our sense of humor when we go to the afterlife. When we come back, we'll hear some words from Tom Butler, who created the ATRANS-C, Association of Trans Communication, with his wife, Lisa. We'll be right back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Shades of the Afterlife coming right up. I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Are you looking for that certain someone who shares your interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal? Well, look no further than ParanormalDate.com, the unique site for like-minded people. If you like the senior crowd, try ParanormalDate.com/seniors to meet like-minded people that are 60+. It all depends on what you prefer. ParanormalDate.com is great for everyone. You can also tap into members that are 60+ at ParanormalDate.com/seniors. Enjoy your search and have some fun at ParanormalDate.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best afterlife information you can get while you're alive.
Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. And in the next couple of segments, we're going to hear from Tom Butler. He and his wife run the Association for Trans Communication. But also, I want to give you some instructions if you want to start recording EVPs yourself or trying to, having that commitment and regular practice. But first, let's talk about this association. A woman named Sarah Estep actually started it back in 1982. It was founded as the American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena. In the year 2000, Tom and Lisa Butler took it over. The name ended up changing to Association for Trans Communication because it's not just audios. There's pictures that come through. If you followed my experiences with Sonia Rinaldi, you know that she's collected the EVPs and also videos and pictures from the afterlife. So this whole world is called trans communication. All right. So Tom, in his background, he has been an electronics engineer for many, many years in the communication industry. But for over 50 years, he's also been interested in the afterlife. He and his wife, Lisa, are the authors of the book, There Is No Death and There Are No Dead, and also the book, Your Immortal Self. So many moons ago, I had an opportunity to talk to Tom. So I want to just play for you some of the conversation now.
It has been a long journey, but yeah. I'm most interested in the fact that you really have made some changes.
Thank you. You guys continue to be on the path to just finding out some phenomenal things and sharing them in this world of trans communication. Well, let's back up because some people have never read my book or know who you are or anything like that. Can you give us a little bit of the background of you? Because I believe I read somewhere that even in your teens, you were interested in this sort of thing.
My first introduction, when I discovered I wasn't going to be the first man on the moon, I like to say that, I kept looking at these, in the science magazines I read, I kept seeing these thoughts have wings, I think it said, advertisements by the Rosicrucians, and I finally joined them in high school. That was my first introduction to, formal introduction to things paranormal. And it's been off and on ever since. And as an engineer, my training is, and also my temperament is to that you can't ignore influences when you design a system. You have to pay attention to every input and output. Otherwise, you know, and in some disciplines, you can get somebody killed by ignoring the wrong inputs. And so when we come to the study of things, electronic voice phenomena or the visual forms of it, you've got a whole bunch of different influences that you have to model. And that's right down my alley. So after all these years of study and everything, when Lisa introduced me to the EVP after she read the Sarah Estep book, then it all became one big modeling challenge to me. So that's kind of where we ended up with in this new book.
Now, when you met Lisa back in the day, were either of you into life after death or spiritualism or any of that sort of thing, or did that come after?
And when we met, this was in 82, she was reading Out on the Limb by Shirley MacLaine. Mm. So we were kind of into all that at that time. It was kind of interesting. When you're going through your professional life, you come and go with your interests as you pay attention to work.
Yep.
And that was the same for us. And when we met, we got married within a couple of weeks, actually. And you know, we've been around the block a few times by then. So we got married, and it turns out that we got married just about the day that Sarah Estep started the AEVP. that we took over. Looking back, and we've talked about this in the No Dead book that we wrote together, that it seems as if we've had free will, but it seems like a lot of our choices have been just exactly leading us toward this. And so we do feel guided. And even when I wrote this new book, there were a lot of mornings I woke up with, well, I got to change that chapter to this, that kind of thought. So the guidance, and we're not unique. I'm just really a reporter in this. You're finding out yourself that you can learn these abilities, and they're really something that they're innate in all of us. It's just that we're learning to pay attention. And so we're all guided. Let's look at EVP. We worked with it with quite a few people. We had one group within our organization we referred to as a big circle, and it was mostly mothers who had lost loved ones or children to the other side, and they were trying to use EVP to make contact, and some of them made some very good contact. And we were fortunate enough to have three or four members who would be very confident practitioners. They were able to produce EVP pretty much on demand. So we were able to conduct some studies with it, and through the studies, we've pretty well established kind of how it works, what does work and what doesn't work. And about the time that the big circle was winding down and people were moving on in their life and everything, technique called radio sweep showed up. And it's become kind of a silver bullet, and everybody using it. I won't go into the detail of how it is supposed to work, but basically our research on it, our study of it, pretty much convinced us that it doesn't actually produce electronic voice phenomena, although the noise it produces sometimes is used for EVP, like what we call transform EVP. So anyway, the bottom line is that we've learned kind of what EVP and what EVP is not, and have used it as kind of a light lab rat to develop some pretty good theories of how transcommunication works.
Can we back up just a little bit? It just dawned on me that I'm assuming every person listening knows exactly what EVP is. Can you just give a little basic of what actually happens in electronic?
Okay, anybody takes an audio recorder and gets into an environment, a situation like a quiet room where they know what the noises are around them. And it helps to have a little bit, maybe a fan or something in background, a little bit of background noise. And it also helps to kind of move the recorder around because you cause a little bit of noise. Not the steady state noise of the fan, but just interrupted noise with moving the recorder. And if you run the recorder for 3 or 4 minutes and then listen back to that very carefully, and you listen to the noise in between your voice, it helps, by the way, to talk, like ask questions. Mm-hmm. And in between your voice, you look for the noise. It might take Lisa and I a half hour to review a 3-minute recording. And you will sometimes find sound, the noise that has been transformed into voice-like sounds. If you listen carefully, in some cases, what we'll call a Class A, which is a fairly rare Class A example, you can clearly hear the pronunciation of words, and usually there'll be one or two words, and they'll tend to be garbled toward the end, like Lisa recorded one from her mother. So you could clearly hear there was a woman. It sounded like her mother. I was able to recognize the voice without prompting. And it garbles off at the end. So it says, "I miss you, Lisa." And the last part of Lisa's name is garbled. But that's kind of what we find with EVP. It's not like mediumship where somebody's giving you a message from the other side. In this case, it's just you and that recorder. And sometimes the voice is on it. And anybody should be able to record it, a voice. And it just takes some patience, I think, and a little bit of work listening to it. We really want people, when they work with EVP, first of all, learn to do it themselves rather than get somebody to do it for them. Don't use some of the ghost boxes and some of the modern technology. Just use background noise in a recorder. and be open, you know, be open to alternative explanations. Always use, have people help you listen to them in the sense of you ask, you know, a friend, what are you hearing this? Don't say, do you hear my name?
Right.
Say, what are you hearing? Right. And so in other words, try to maintain an objective view, because one of the things what we've learned over the years is it's really easy to delude yourself, to fool yourself into thinking something is there that's not. But when you can sometimes recognize the voice and things that say exactly true, for your listeners, one of the things is on the website, atranc.org, A-T-R-A-N-C.org, we have a white paper. It's fairly lengthy, but it has a background of AVP. It has techniques on how to record, a little bit about what is and isn't and how to listen to it. So there's a pretty good how-to manual that they can download.
What do you call the images that, I think in your book, your new book, there's images of people, and then they had a television screen. The television was turned off, and then in the picture that's photographed,
oh, yeah,
in the background, you see partial faces.
Those are officially called faces on turned off television sets.
Oh, it's beautiful terminology.
I don't know how they're one of the phenomena that we study that just doesn't fit any of the other phenomena. It doesn't fit any of our models whatsoever. We have a lot of cases. There's almost always a child in the picture. And it's a situation, say, you know, like mama's taking a picture of baby doing something. There's a television set in the background and it's turned off. Sometimes there'll be a face on that television set that doesn't belong there. It sometimes it'll be in color. It might be reflected, but, and you know, it's shaped out of reflected light. But television sets have a neutral density, and photographs shows up as a neutral density with a little bit of optical noise in it, and it turns out to be an ideal media for a phenomena. So we're not sure exactly what it is, but it's worthwhile for people to check their pictures, baby pictures, when there's something reflective in the background to see if there isn't a face in it. We'd love to get more examples of that mailed to us, by the way.
Since I talked to Tom many moons ago, there is a lot with pictures, with recordings, with how to record, with books, tons of information from good people. Atranc.org. So let's go to the break and we'll be back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Stay right there. There's more Sandra coming right up.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Forbes organization.
The Art Bell Vault has classic audio waiting for you now. Go to coasttocoastam.com for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. We're going to have more fun in this episode because I've got some phenomenal EVPs to play for you. And we're also going to talk about how to record EVPs. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? Now, I've got some good news and some bad news. Which one do you want first? Oh, I know. You can't hear me, Sandra. I'm going to tell you the good news. Is EVPs are absolutely possible for all people to receive. Absolutely they are. The bad news is it takes patience, it takes practice, and it takes commitment. You may not want to do or have the level of commitment needed to do EVPs. We spoke earlier about the big circle. All these years later, they still meet on the first and third Thursdays of the month, 8 o'clock p.m. your time. People all over the world are recording. You can go to messagesfromthebigcircle.org to be a part of that. You can also listen to dozens of EVPs recorded. Some people post EVPs there and ask for assistance. What is this? What does it sound like to you? I highly recommend it if you have that commitment. And I talk about commitment because imagine you're on the other side and you find out, oh, my loved one is interested in recording EVPs. I believe there's some scientists and some mighty smart people that help teach our people how to use their thoughts to rearrange sounds on these recorders. So they go through a lot of effort. If you do it once and say, nothing's there, well, who knows if there was or if there wasn't. But when you make the commitment and those in the spirit world know when you're going to record and they see how committed you are to it, they'll be more committed on their side as well. The clips I'm going to play in just a moment are from two highly committed people. First is Sherry Pearl. You can go to her website. Let me spell it for you because it's not as it sounds. S-H-E-R-I-P-E-R-L. She has an awful lot of instruction how to do EVPs. She records them a different way. She uses her computer and she uses what's called gibberish as a background noise. So it really is chopped up voices that you cannot understand. And she will have a conversation with a loved one or ask for people in the afterlife to talk to her. She uses a program called Audacity, which is free. In fact, she has all the instructions on her website on how to do this. She plays the gibberish. She talks to a loved one, perhaps asks a question, waits for maybe 10 or 15 seconds without saying anything, and does it again, asks another question. What I'd like to do now is play some of Sherry Pearl's captured EVPs. In this first one, you'll hear Sherry asking her son Danny, who is in spirit, to say, "I love you, Ma." And you'll hear Danny say it.
Danny, can you say, "I love you, Ma"?
Next, see if you think this sounds like, "Adam, can you hear me?"
Adam, can you hear me? Adam, can you hear me? Adam, can you hear me?
To me, this sounds like, "Good evening." Sherry doesn't always use gibberish. She records all kinds of things. This is her dog breathing, and you can hear a very breathy, "I love you." One last one from Sherry. She was looking to connect with a Portuguese boy, and she played Portuguese gibberish. And he says, "I speak in English."
Say something to me in English to let me know I should use this.
I speak in English. I speak in English. I speak in English.
Next, we have some EVPs from Sonia Rinaldi. You remember her from episode number one, I hope? She is the researcher in Brazil who we produced a movie about. You can still see that movie at WeDon'tDie.com. This is her in touch with Murray in the afterlife, who passed at 77 years old from a stroke. She is recording with Murray's wife, Betty Ann. So you'll hear, "Sonia, can you speak a message to Betty Ann?" And you hear Murray say, "I say, I've returned to you. I love you."
Can we speak a message to Betty Ann?
I say, I've returned to you. I love you. I say, I've returned to you. I love you. I say, I've returned to you. I love you.
I'm only going to play one more EVP and then we'll get into the instructions. But this is my top number one all-time favorite. It brings tears of joy to my eyes every time I hear it. Sonia was working with a mom. Her daughter, Stephanie, passed of cancer at only 9 years old. Sonia, you'll hear, asks, "Would you like to leave a message to your mother?" And I think you're going to be able to hear what her answer is.
"Would you like to leave a message to your mother?"
"Mommy, I can talk."
If there's any doubt, that's, "Mommy, I can talk."
"Mommy, I can talk." "Mommy, I can talk." "Mommy, I can talk."
Yes, they can talk. And you know why? Because they're still alive. Depending on when you listen to this, you can join us live for a presentation with Sonia or watch the replay of it. Go to WeDon'tDie.com, click on the store page. We're doing a two-hour event with Sonia for her latest work of capturing images and voices from those in the afterlife. You say you're interested in recording EVPs. I would start with either your computer or with a digital recorder. You can play around with your smartphone. I haven't had any luck with it, but you may. I like to put on water as a background sound, turn the shower on, and be relatively close, but not right on top of the sound. I usually do a little prayer, a little meditation, that I ask those in the spirit world to work with me. I imagine this vortex, almost like a tornado of energy that builds around me. I believe it helps add the necessary energy for them to do their thing. So I take a few minutes, 5, 10 minutes and just really create this energy. I turn on the shower. I stand or sit maybe 10 feet away. I press the record button. I talk to my loved one. Short questions or something short to say, and leave them 10, 15 seconds to respond. I keep my recordings short, literally a minute, because going through a minute can take me an hour listening to the sounds. Your ears will most likely just pick up the sound of the water running. It's frustrating, but say to yourself, there's something else here. Listen in for another sound within the shower sound. Sometimes you hear a sound of a whisper. I say use that Audacity program. You can watch a YouTube video or get the instructions from Sherry Pearl how to use it, but you're able to highlight those few seconds where you might hear something, and you're able to play it over and over and over again. And the brain can tell you exactly what those words are. Again, we need to look for intelligence. Quite often, you will hear, I love you. Because if you go to the spirit world and your loved one is doing EVPs, what's the most important thing you want to say? It's an I love you. There is something called pareidolia. And that is how our mind can turn clouds into faces, or people see the Virgin Mary on a piece of toast. It can also make up words out of sounds. It can be frustrating because you may think you hear something and it might just be your brain telling you what it is. Again, you want to look for the intelligence. If you say to your son or your daughter or your loved one, can you say, I love you? And all of a sudden you hear, I love you. Well, that'll tell you that's a real EVP. It takes persistence. It takes time. It takes passion. But it's absolutely doable. I know for many people, just hearing other examples of EVPs is enough to let you know that this is real and that your loved ones go on. They really do. They want you to know they're alive and well, as much as you want to know they are. I really hope this episode has made a difference for you. I know researching EVPs has made a huge difference for me. And when I learned EVPs, that's when I chose to come out with everything else that I've learned about the afterlife. Our website is wedontdie.com. On that front page, if you scroll down and you enter your name and your email address, you get a free copy of my book. It says you only get the first few chapters. It's the whole book. Many people that listen to this podcast are deeply grieving. Chapter 10 is How to Survive Grief. I recommend it wholeheartedly. You can read that first. Join us on our free Sunday gathering. Take a medium class so you know that you are a divine soul who has these powers. And in closing, my name is Sandra Champlain. Each episode, I really try to make a difference so that you know that your loved ones are still alive and that your life matters. I really want to thank you for listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
And if you like this episode of Shades of the Afterlife, wait until you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.